You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, October 5th, 2017, week 221 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And it's time for America's Sweetheart. Not sure if this one's a repeat or not, but I think that's a good one.
We'll see. We'll see if I remember the facts. I usually remember which one.
Okay.
Do and don't, but it's been a lot now. So
this person changed their name after reading The Great Gatsby.
Whoa. All right. Wow, why did they do that?
I don't know. I know who the person is, and I still don't understand why they did that. So,
did they change their name to a character?
No, it's to their current name that you know them as.
Just after randomly did it?
I guess so.
It doesn't say the reason why they changed their name?
Nope, that's literally the fact it's changed.
Huh.
I changed the pronoun to their.
Okay. All right. That doesn't help me, but okay. I haven't read that book. Just know Leonardo DiCaprio's in them.
And Tobey Maguire's as well.
Oh, yeah. And we thought we were like confused because they didn't market it like that or something.
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire's the main character, but I never knew that. I always thought it was Leonardo DiCaprio's the main character.
This person suffered nightmares for 2 weeks after reading the script for The Village. Have you ever seen The Village?
No.
Are you familiar with who directed that movie?
M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Is it somebody in that movie?
I don't know. I've never seen the movie either.
Okay.
This person is afraid to travel in elevators.
Wow. This is an interesting person right here.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. It doesn't help.
Speaks French and German fluently.
Christoph Waltz. All right. Michael Caine.
No.
Okay.
Received their bachelor's degree in English from Stanford University.
I don't know.
Was awarded a star on Hollywood Walk of Fame at 721 Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood, California on December
16th, 1999. I don't.
This person has a song entitled after them, which pays tribute to them. I'm trying to keep that vague.
That helps.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know. No clue.
Received their master's degree in fine arts from Yale School of Drama.
Is it Natalie Portman?
It is not Natalie Portman. She went to Harvard.
Yeah. You're right. That was like smart. There can't be more than one person going to an Ivy League school.
Yeah.
I got to be misremembering the Harvard part.
Let me go some more obvious ones now.
Yeah, I got no clue. Change their name.
How easy do you want me to go?
Like medium easy.
In one of their movies, they actually managed to sink the basketball into the hoop backwards on the first take. Even though they were not supposed to or intended to. The shot was almost ruined because their co-star broke character because they were so amazed.
Whoa. Huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now I'm trying to remember who made basketball shot. The only one I'm thinking of, which I don't think is Jesse Eisenberg, but he made that basketball shot, I thought.
In Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, but I think it took him like 30 times.
Yeah.
So it's not him.
Maybe you have. I always think that you're a big fan of this franchise, and I might be wrong.
Yeah. There's. People make basketball shots, I think, too much in movies. Behind the back. Ah, I'm going to know it right when you say it.
The most iconic character they played inspired Samus Aran in Metroid.
Why can't I think? Ah, totally blanking on anything. Franchise.
Yeah.
Man, can't think of anything. Oh, man. Yeah, I got no idea. I don't know.
Okay, so they're in this really famous franchise that's 4 movies long.
Yeah.
Their salary in the 4th movie was more than the production cost, or the entire cost of the 1st movie.
Huh. Is it Jennifer Lawrence?
No.
Is it a 4-movie franchise? 4-movie franchise.
I'm not sure if they're in all 4 of the movies, though.
Really? Oh, it's getting more confusing. No, it's more than 4.
Which one did you say?
It's not Terminator.
No.
Man.
No, they were in all 4.
They were in all 4.
And they were in another Beloved franchise. Actually, what? their character in the Beloved franchise, the Beloved franchise got a spin-off cartoon, and their character was one of the few that didn't appear in the cartoon.
Huh.
It's another trivia fact.
Man, I got... Ah, jeez.
I think you're going to, like, kill yourself.
Oh, Sigourney Weaver.
It was Sigourney Weaver.
Man, duh.
Yeah, she made more money.
Got it.
Her salary in Alien Resurrection...
Yeah, I'm not...
Was higher than Alien.
I'm not as huge an Alien fan. Like, I like Aliens, but I haven't seen really all the movies.
Yeah.
I haven't really seen them, like, bit by bit. Like, Aliens, I've probably seen the most.
Yeah.
There's only 4 of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only seen Aliens, like,
not
the whole
including
thing.
Prometheus.
Everything else
and
I've only seen...
Alien Covenant.
Not including those. And then I've seen bits and pieces of the other ones, I think, but I couldn't tell you, like, the story.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Are you surprised that she doesn't like riding in elevators?
Yeah, very surprising.
And it's interesting because it says, I don't know.
Maybe saw some movie with the people got stuck in
it. It says, in many of her roles, her character has to deal with artificially intelligent spaceships. In the Alien movies, she battles them. In Galaxy Quest, much to her character's chagrin, she repeated whatever the spaceship said. In addition, on an episode of Futurama and in the film WALL-E, she had the chance to voice a spaceship. So.
The chance to, but she didn't.
No, I think she did. In
so
WALL-E.
She voiced
the spaceship in WALL-E.
And she's also in Finding Dory.
Yeah.
2 Pixar movies.
As a voice.
Curious.
Yeah.
Wonder if in WALL-E she's Weaver's voice in WALL-E. Huh. So many Pixar questions.
Yeah, she was born Susan Alexandra Weaver. And changed her name to Sigourney after reading The Great Gatsby.
Why, though?
I don't know.
I didn't know she had a different name.
Can you tell me how old she is? I'll give you a hint. She had her first child at the age of 40.
That doesn't help at all. I'm going to go 61.
Close. She's 67.
67. All right.
Can you tell me if we were in a lineup?
Where would she go? She seems pretty tall. I'm going to say she's 5'9".
No, her height on... on here is 5'11 and a half.
Oh, really tall. Really tall.
I mean, if she's really tall, I'm very tall as well.
Well, for a woman.
Yeah, for a woman.
Like, that's the stipulation. That's like way above average for a woman.
Yeah. So yeah, Sigourney
it's
Weaver.
It's above average for a man in the...
We've never done Sigourney Weaver, right? Not to your knowledge? All those facts seem...
I don't think so. Yeah, that all seemed new to me. Yeah, I don't think we've done that one before. Highest grossing movie now, right?
Yeah, let me find that.
That's got to be the main character, right? Oh, it's obvious. It's Avatar.
Yeah, it has to be Avatar, right?
Yeah, I think domestically it still did enough money. I know that was like the worldwide, but I think domestically still. Yeah, it's got to be Avatar. Way more than the Aliens movies. It's definitely Avatar.
Yeah. Number 2 It's she does a voice in this movie.
Finding Dory.
Yeah. Number three?
Aliens?
No, Aliens is number five.
Mm-hmm. Ghostbusters.
Yeah, Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters, duh. Then Wall-E, then Ghostbusters 2016, if you include the cameo. Oh,
okay, Ghostbusters 2?
Then The Village, then Ghostbusters 2. Mm-hmm. Then Aliens.
She was in The Village, I guess.
Yeah. Then Aliens, then Aliens.
See, that would have been a dead giveaway if I saw The Village.
Yeah.
I just never saw it. So.
But would it be a giveaway? Because I'm assuming she wasn't the only actress in the movie.
Probably not, but I would at least been able... Oh, who can I name in this movie? Let me start naming people in this movie. I would have remembered that.
The Village. Bryce Dallas Howard, Joaquin Phoenix, Adrian Brody, Sigourney Weaver. Jesse Eisenberg, William Hurt. Wow.
Oh, that's a big cat. Really? Eisenberg's in that. See, I don't know. Like, I can't even picture, like...
I know the spoiler of the movie.
I know the spoiler of the movie, too. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why I know the spoiler of them.
I guess it was on my spoiler t-shirt.
I think there was also a time of, like, M. Night Shyamalan, you know there's a twist, so you're like, oh.
More interested in the twist.
Yeah, if someone talks about the movie, you're like, oh, I'm not going to see that. What's the twist?
Yeah.
It's like, that was always the thing. Like, he should have really, like, because in later movies, he didn't have a twist, but he should have done that. Like, he should have done a movie with a twist, then, like, done a couple movies without a twist.
Yeah.
Then go back to it. But he went twist, 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 and, like, four or five in a row. And it's like, dude, this isn't working.
Yeah. This Week in Movies and the Now, coming out this week, Blade Runner 2049 with Ryan Gosling, Dave Bautista, Jared Leto, and Harrison Ford. The Mountain Between Us with Kate Winslet and Idris Elba. And My Little Pony with a bunch of people. My Little
Pony. Animated movie.
Sia.
What if they did live action My Little Pony?
I would probably have memories.
And by live action, probably mean like hybrid.
Yeah.
Because you can't really do a... Oh, you could.
It'd be weird.
You could.
Like real horses with stamps on their butts. Talking like Mr. Ed.
Yes.
Put some peanut butter in its mouth.
That's a movie I want to see.
Yeah. So those movies are all coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some trailers, though.
Okay.
The Greatest Show on Earth. We forgot to talk about this in the last
week. We did. Hugh Jackman and
a bunch of people.
Barnum and Bailey or Haley? Sir? Haley?
No, he's just Barnum.
He's Barnum.
P.T. Okay. Barnum.
And Bailey's the short dude.
I don't think so.
Oh, he's not. Okay. I thought he was like...
No, Barnum and Bailey...
I thought there was a scene where he's...
I think there are two different circus owners that they merged their circuses later.
I thought he said Pete Barnum, and he's like John Bailey or something.
Oh, is that what he said?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I forgot what that scene was then. Because, like, yeah. It's bizarre timing with all the circuses closing down and stuff. But you
Oh, and then they merged with the Ringling Brothers. This is... These circus guys were like, let's just make a mega circus, yeah.
It's like mergers today. That's in every business seems to be doing that. I think that's just the world now. Mergers.
Oh, yeah, you might be right with Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah, I think there's a scene in the trailer where he's like, Barnum, and then he's like, Buddha Bailey. And they like shake hands. I think it's the short dude. It's not the short dude. Let me find the scene in the trailer I'm talking about. Because now I'm sounding like I'm crazy. But this is a weird title for the movie, I think, too.
No, because it was known as The Greatest Show on Earth is the Barnum and Bailey Ringling Brothers Circus is known as The Greatest Show on Earth.
Then maybe it's like Ringling. Maybe that was one of the Ringling.
Oh, no, sorry. The Barnum and Bailey... The show started in 1919 when the Barnum and Bailey's Greatest Show on Earth was created and then was merged with Ringling Brothers World's Greatest Shows. So then they came together and said, The Greatest Show on Earth.
I think it's called The Greatest Showman.
Oh, maybe.
Because I'm looking at the trailer and I was like, I can't find it. And then it's The Greatest Showman. Find the card I'm looking at.
I don't think the other guy's in it.
Okay, here's the part. Maybe. Okay, it's not. He was just introducing himself.
Yeah.
He's like, I thought the guy said something. He's like, nope, silence. He's like, no, I don't want to be part of your show. That's what I assume he said.
That's what they leave for the sequel.
Yeah. Like, Barnum and Bailey. The merger will be the sequel. But yeah, like you're saying, when we were watching the trailer, animal abuse.
Yeah, they don't touch on that.
Not gonna.
I
come
don't
up.
Even think you see a single animal in there.
Probably not. Like, it's about the people. That beard lady.
Yeah, the strength. They're strong, even though they're different. And I was like, God, this is so cheesy.
Very
like,
cheesy.
He probably said horrible things.
Yeah, there's no way this guy was like a great dude.
No.
Like, I can't imagine he's like a great dude. He's like, oh, I got this crazy business. We'll get a bunch of freaks. It'll be like a freak show.
Yeah, because I was saying it should be a remake of Freaks.
Yeah.
I'm like, gobble gobble, one of us. I think it's time for that.
Yeah. This is too hunky-dory. At least that's the trailer selling it. Maybe it's different in the real movie, but the trailer's selling it as family-friendly.
Okay. 10 things you might not know about P.T. Barnum. Okay. So these are 10 things we definitely don't know about P.T. Barnum.
Definitely not. I don't know anything about
yeah.
him.
Okay.
I hope there's some negative things in there, because I'll be really mad if he's like, oh, he's the greatest guy ever.
He was an entrepreneur from an early age. Hmm. He sold snacks and homemade cherry rum during local gatherings. By age 12, he had enough money to purchase his own livestock. By 21, his holdings also included a general store, a small lottery, and even his own newspaper.
Hard worker.
Yeah. He first rose to prominence by engineering a famous hoax.
Charlatan.
In 1835, Barnum launched his career in entertainment by purchasing Joyce Heth, a blind slave.
Whoa. I bet you that's in the movie.
Yeah. Touted as being the 161-year-old former nurse of George Washington.
Oh, my God.
After billing Heth as the most astonishing and interesting curiosity in the world, Barnum put her on display in New York and took her on a small tour of
awful.
New England.
I don't know if I want to know.
Visitors lined up to gawk at her withered body and hear her tales of dear
serious?
Little George.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard,
I
think.
This is from the History Channel. Helped fuel popular interest by spreading a rumor that she was actually an automaton controlled by a ventriloquist. The truth about Heth didn't emerge until after her death in February 1836, during a public autopsy staged by Barnum at the price of 50 cents for admission. It was revealed that she was most likely no older than 80.
I hope that's Hugh Jackman's first question asked to him is like, how do you feel about portraying this dude?
Who touted a slave.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So here's another thing.
That is awful.
He didn't go into the circus business until relatively late in life. Guess how old he was when he first started a circus?
Based on Hugh Jackman's age, probably 45.
No. The movie's not accurate at all.
Not accurate?
He didn't start until he was 60. The circus.
Looks good for you. Well, Wolverine's old. And
before then, he was better known as the owner of the Manhattan-based American Museum, a sprawling collection of historical artifacts, aquariums, animal menageries, zoological curiosities, and freak shows. Some of the museum's most notable exhibits included General Tom Thumb, a child dwarf who Barnum famously brought to audience with Queen Victoria of Britain, and the Fiji Mermaid, which was actually the upper half of a monkey sewn to the bottom of a fish. Which I want to own one day as a replica of that. Barnum only launched his traveling circus after his museum was twice destroyed by fire, which I think they cover in the trailer.
Yeah.
He later teamed with his famed partner, James Bailey, in 1881, and the two went on to make a fortune running their greatest show on earth. He helped popularize opera. Who gives a shit? Barnum never said there's a sucker born every minute, which is a famous quote. I never said that. His famous
who
elephant.
Who said that? No one knows. It's just a misnomer, and then that's the quote someone misquoted. Wouldn't that be weird to have a misquote, like a misquote, be famous, but no one knows who?
Yeah, no one knows who said it, but
no one knows who the first misquote of it was. So
yeah, people say,
but it's a famous quote.
Apparently, his rivals may have heard first set, or a lot of people claim that his rivals heard it first. So, like, his rivals might have said, like, "Oh yeah, he said that," but it's not true. He said he always maintained that his patrons were not suckers, but willing participants in his lighthearted pranks and hoaxes. The people like to be humbugged, he once said. That's not true. I would be very angry.
Well, some people, like magic shows, people want to be.
Yeah, but that's not pranking. Cool. Yeah, but like it's amazing how they do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think most people want to be like, that's fake, like a fake mermaid or whatever. I don't know. Maybe people do.
He bought a 6-ton elephant in 1882. And it was like the big thing. It was a big deal. In 1885, though, the elephant was accidentally struck by a freight train and killed during a performance in Ontario.
Yeah, this guy's not a good dude.
The hide stuffed and later donated to Massachusetts Tufts University, a school where he served as a trustee. It was a popular monument until it burned in a fire in 1975. But it remains both the school's mascot and the inspiration for its nickname, the Jumbos. He once used his circus animals to test the strength of the Brooklyn Bridge. He was a famous supporter of the temperance movement. While he enjoyed the occasional wine or scotch in his younger days, he swore off alcohol entirely after attending a lecture by a pro-temperance reverend in the late 1840s. Drinking was forbidden in his museum, and visitors to his lecture room were treated to a performance of The Drunkard. He was a politician, and he spent years writing and updating his autobiography. So. Oh, apparently. Okay, so, he used a lecture tour mostly as a temperance speaker to emerge from debt. So maybe that's why he... He was elected mayor. Yeah, I can't find much negative stuff about him.
Yes. Pretty negative.
And then had a public autopsy that he charged money for.
I think this is all enough for me to be negative.
Okay.
Yeah, very disappointed.
What is this called? The Greatest Showman?
Yeah. Greatest Showman.
So there's your history lesson on P.T. Barnum.
Wow, I wish I didn't know those things. Wish I just assumed.
The slave one is the one that really gets you?
Yes. That's awful.
Yeah. Awful. Especially in the North.
Oh, let's see. Michelle Williams is in this, too.
Is she the slave one?
No. The other Michelle
Williams. Oh, the white Michelle Williams. Is she the slave woman?
No. Don't think so. Oh, unless that trailer is just a big cover for its very dark movie.
Because they make it seem as if he... Well, because later like, in life he
it's
was...
It's like all the happy... All these misfits, they come and get... No, he's greedy, he wants money, he's paying them very little. He's getting slave... Like, he's a terrible person, he's a good businessman.
Yeah.
Making a lot of money off this. He teams up with Bailey, and he's like, let's get these suckers. I didn't say suckers born every day, but whoever said that was a genius.
Yeah, it's like I should have stole that line.
A direct quote.
Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, so that was interesting.
There you go. I didn't want to know those things, but now I do.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Mm-hmm. Old West.
Old West.
No
again.
Slaves in this game, as far as I know. Is there any slaves in Red Dead Redemption?
No.
Good.
If you play with solid our game. Friend from high school, though, he will try to hang you.
That's okay. It's a criminal hanging. That's all right.
Like a lynching, borderline lynching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can play with people?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's fun.
And they can kill you, your buddies?
Yeah.
It's like real life.
Your friends can kill you in real life.
No friendly fire turned off in this game.
Actually, I don't know. Good question. I don't remember. It's been a while.
Yeah. And what do you do in a multiplayer player?
You just like can go on raids together. Co-op.
That's cool.
And then Annihilation, which is from the director of Ex Machina.
Mm-hmm. Natalie Portman. And,
Oscar Isaac.
And what's his name? Wong. Benedict Wong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very. Yeah, I don't know what's going on in the trailer. Remind me a lot of Arrival. But I was like, what's going on here? I don't know what's going on.
Looks much better than Arrival, though.
I liked Arrival a lot. You didn't see Arrival.
Yep.
You don't know what it looks like.
I saw it.
You don't know what those aliens look like.
Doesn't it look like drawing behind wax paper or something?
Kinda. Sort of.
Not enough.
I guess.
In my opinion.
Guess. Yeah, so I don't know what's going on. Based on some book.
So yeah.
It's probably good.
Mm. Probably. With that kind of cast and that director.
Yeah. I think it'll be good.
On Netflix today, Bonus Family. Bonus Familien. I think it must be Norwegian. Season 1. Schitt's Creek, Season 3, and The Fosters, Season 5. Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.